Okay, let's continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin. We are up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel. So now we're continuing in Takanas Chachamim about getting paid back. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to collect payment for the Achilas Peros, eating of any Peros, the Shvach Karkos, the improvement of any Karka, or Mazon Isha Vabanos, the food that a wife and a daughter are going to eat, none of those can be paid from the Nechasim Meshubadim, meaning from properties that the guy had already sold. That can only be paid from the property that he still owns. So what are we referring to with these three items? So Achilas Peros is a case that someone someone stole a field and then he sold it to somebody else, and the guy he sold it to grew Peros in that field. And then they realize, uh-oh, this field was stolen. So the original comes and confiscates the field, and now it's full of wheat or grain or whatever the guy grew in it. So the guy who had purchased it innocently, not knowing that it was stolen, can go to the ganav who sold it to him and say, hey, look, I invested in this and I grew things in it. So yeah, he can go and he can collect those things, but that's only from Nechasim Nechorin. You're not allowed to collect that from Nechasim Mishubadim, only from something that the ganav still has. What was the second case of Shvach Karkaos? Also, someone stole something, and then he sold it. So the guy who bought it, grew things on it or did anything to be mashpiach the karka. So now the karka is worth more. And then the original bailim came back and confiscated the field. So I can go back to the ganav and get my money back. But that also is only from, meaning it's not about payroll, it's just about shevach to the field itself and the improvements that are made to the property itself. So I can get reimbursed for that, but only from the Chasim B'nei Chorin, not from the Chasim Mishmadim. And the case of Mazon Isha Ubanos is that when a guy has to support his wife and daughters, and he dies, and they go to his estate to get paid, that's also only from properties that the estate still owns. And all of this is made Tikkun HaOlam. It's all because of Tikkun HaOlam, because there's no limit to the amount of money that this could be. So if you were allowed to go collect it from the lands that are already sold, no one would ever want to buy anything, because there'd always be afraid that they'll get everything confiscated from them. Another tikkun olam, v'motzi metziah lo yishava mipnei tikkun olam. If someone finds a metziah and returns it, and he's not going to have to swear that this is everything that he found. Meaning, a guy finds a wallet and it's got $100 in it, and he returns it, and the owner of the wallet says, "Wait a second, there was $150 in here. You pocketed $50." So the guy is not going to have to swear. The guy who found it and did the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is not going to have to swear that he didn't pocket $50, because of Tikkun Olam. It would discourage anyone from ever doing a Shabbos Aveda if they knew that they were going to have to swear on account of doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Mishnah Dalid, Yisom Shasom Choetzel Balabayis. If you have Yisomim that are Somech on a Balabayis to take care of them, to take care of their assets, Oshemina Lenavina Petrobus, or their father had appointed someone to be the guy who takes care of their assets, Chayiv La'aser Perosehen. That guy has to take Trumas Amaisos for them, because we don't want them to eat Tevel. That would be terrible. They're not allowed to violate the Isser of eating Tevel. They can't be mafresh their own Trumas HaMaisros, because Trumas HaMaisros can't be mafresh Trumas HaMaisros. So it has to be done by by a gadol who's a bardas. Apotropos Shemino Avi Yisomim Yeshava. If an apotropos was appointed by the father of the Yisomim to take care of them, then he has to take a shavua to the Yisomim as soon as they become bar mitzvah that he did an honest job and that he didn't skim anything off the top, even though they don't know to make any tainas and they have nothing specific in mind that they think he stole from them, but he had so many opportunities, so he's going to have to take a shavua. But if he was appointed by the Bezin, he's not going to have to take a shavua, because we assume that if the father asked him to be an apotropos, it must be that he really owed the father a favor, and therefore he's going to be willing to take on that responsibility to repay that favor to the father. But if Bezin is looking for someone to be an apotropos, then someone is just doing that out of the goodness of their heart. So we can't make such a guy take a shvuah. No one is ever going to want to be an apotropos that's hired by Beis Din. Abishol says, no, it's the exact opposite. If Beis Din appoints him, he does have to take a shvuah. If the father appoints him, he does not have to take a shvuah. When Beis Din appoints him, everyone's going to know, wow, he's such a chash of a person. He must be a person of such high integrity that Beis Din trusts him. So he'll always want to take that job as an apotropos, even if it means he's going to have to take a shvuah, because now his reputation for the rest of his life is gold. It's like buying himself an amazing reputation. He'll do that even if it means taking a shvuah. But when you're doing it for the father, so there's no benefit. Just because one guy trusted you, it doesn't mean that your reputation is going to be gold, and therefore he may not be willing to take on that responsibility if he's going to have to take a shvuah. If a person is metame someone else's food, if a person mixes truma into someone else's food, if a person takes someone else's wine and pours it for avodah zarah, so if he did it b'shogeg, then he's pater from having to pay for it. But if he did it b'mezid, then he's going to have to pay for it. This is what we call hezek she'eino nikar, right? It's a damage that was done, but it's not a physical damage that you can easily see. So what does it mean b'shogeg? That he didn't know that the thing that he was mixing in was truma or was tameh or was that, or he didn't know the original thing was tahar. He didn't know whatever it was. He didn't realize that he was doing anything wrong. But if you do it b'mezid, the chacham made a takana that even though hezek she'eino nikar is lav shmei hezek, even though it's not really considered to be hezek because it's not physical damage, we don't want people going around being metame tarosov shel chavero, to be metame other people's stuff. So we made such a takana. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash, kohanim who are mefagel something, they make something pigle in the Beis HaMikdash, mezidin chayavim. If they did it b'mezid, then they're chayav to pay the baal hakarban for the carbon that they just destroyed. Meaning, again, not physical damage, it's hezek shein u'nikr, but for takatnas, for tikkun olam, they were mesakin that you're going to have to pay for such things. Okay, let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said when you get reimbursed for achilas peiros, meaning when someone stole property and sold it, and the bailum ate peiros from it, produced peiros on it, or he just improved the land, shvacharkos, or any amount that's meant to support a wife and daughters after a man dies, you're not allowed to get paid from nechasim shubadim because of tikkun olam, and anyone who finds a mitzvah is not going to have to take a shvuah because of tikkun olam. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that yisomim that rely on a balabayas, or that a father appointed an apotropos, the apotropos has to take the trumas and maisos so that the yisomim don't need tevel, and then we distinguished between an apotropos that was appointed by the father versus an apotropos that was appointed by a Beis Din. One of them will have to swear to the Yisomim when they become bar mitzvah, and the other one will not have to swear. But as a machlokas tanaim, which one does and which one doesn't have to swear? Either more reason to swear if the father appointed him, because he's going to want to take that job anyway, since he's obviously doing it because he owes the father a favor, or there's more reason to swear if Beis Din appointed him, because by being appointed by Beis Din, they're giving him a stamp of approval that his reputation is gold, that he's a person of great integrity. And then we said that if a person engages in hezek she'eino nikar by being metami, medameh, or menaseich, if he did it b'shogeg, he does not have to pay, but if he did it b'mezid, we made tikkun olam, he's going to have to pay, and the kohanim who are mefagel someone's karban b'mezid are also going to have to pay. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Hei.